Welcome to Third Heaven Authority Podcast. I'm Mike Thompson. Today's episode comes from my Prophet's Teaching Series. Join me in diving deeper into the Word and the Spirit. Hello, Lion's Army, you spiritual warriors. I have a few things that I want to share with you from the Word of God, and let me just kind of set this up. The reason that I am doing this is that the Lord has instructed me to begin a new series of videos in teaching on word dynamics, revelations from the Word of God. We got to learn how to walk in the Spirit. Let me explain what I mean by that. The first scripture that I want to share with you in this series is in Galatians 5, beginning with verse 16. And it says, I say then, remember this is the Apostle Paul, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. So the whole subject of walking in the Spirit is something that's of particular interest to me, because walking in the Spirit means that we assume our natural, supernatural nature. When I say natural, I'm talking about normal, what God created. It is normal for believers to walk in the spiritual realm and in the supernatural realm. The only reason that believers don't is because they've never been trained, told that they can, never developed a concept, a paradigm, where they listen to the Holy Spirit. And so it's important for us to understand that God created all things. God is a spirit. So the spiritual realm created the natural realm. We as believers operate in both realms simultaneously. We are spirits. We are in the Spirit. But being in the Spirit, we have to learn how to walk in the Spirit. We spend our entire lives learning how to walk in the natural realm, natural elements, physical things, everything that we see, hear, touch, taste around us, all of those kinds of things. But we should also, now that we are born again, learn how to be Spirit-led. As the sons of God, we must walk in the Spirit. Now remember that in this scripture here, when Paul says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh, a lot of people, particularly because he goes on and talks about sin, things that the flesh can lead you into, think that that's all there is. But let me tell you, there are a lot of aspects of the flesh, fulfilling the lust of the flesh, that doesn't have anything to do with sin. I mean, you can be a moral person. You can love God and not, you know, be caught up in adultery or lying or stealing, robbing, any of those kind of things. You can be a really good person and still have certain aspects of the lust of the flesh that are controlling your life. Religious spirits are lusts of the flesh. Works, legalism, are lusts of the flesh. Giving in to those things that come against you sometimes, that in the flesh you just can't handle. Those can all be lusts of the flesh. So walking in the Spirit is not only for resisting sin and being a moral person, it's also leading you into how to see in the Spirit, how to hear in the Spirit, how to hear the voice of God, how to be a powerhouse, see the form of the Lord, navigate the heavenlies, have the gifts of the Holy Spirit operating in your life. It's a spiritual empowerment. It is something that will overcome the flesh's inadequacies. Let me put it to you this way right now, is that we need to learn how to deal with things that the flesh can't handle. And that's what this series really will be about, getting into the Word, getting into the Spirit of God, the Word and the Spirit. in a capacity to where we overcome the drawback, the things that hold us down in the flesh. Because the flesh was never created to release the power of God in your life. You see, I'm going to give you 3 points. Number one, God didn't design our flesh and our soul. I'm talking about our body, our mind, our soul, to handle spiritual matters by themselves. He designed our spirit to be in charge. Well, think about it for a minute. It seems rather simple. The Bible says that we are a spirit that possess a mind and live in a body. So if we're going to walk in the spirit, how can the mind and the flesh produce that? They can't. And so we're going to come up against a lot of situations in this life that we can't handle that way. We can't handle it God's way. Or you can attempt to in the flesh without the leadership or the empowerment of the Holy Spirit handle those things. You can try to figure them out in your mind and your own reasonings. But that's not what will put you over. The flesh, the body, and the mind were not created by themselves to handle the things of the spiritual realm. The human spirit was. And so it's the human spirit on the inside that when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that is born again. What does that mean? It means that the Holy Spirit came into us and He has transformed us. We have become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. So now we have to learn to walk from the inside out. And when the Spirit is in charge, then you can handle the things that the mind and the body are not capable of doing. You begin to train your mind and your body to understand, listen to, and flow with the Spirit of God. So again, the scripture that I was reading, Paul says, walk in the Spirit. That's to be led by the Spirit, as to be step by step, to follow Him in everything that He does. And that's the Holy Spirit of God on the inside of us. And then what? You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Certainly, you don't want to be in sin. But equally, you don't want to be impacted by the flesh to where you're powerless, ineffective, not able to handle the things that are going on in your life. And there are so many of those kind of situations. You know, if, for instance, in the financial realm, you do not have the wherewithal to be able to meet all of your bills financially, and you're praying and you're asking God. You see, the mind and the flesh can't handle that. They'll go tilt on you. You got to walk in the Spirit from the Word and from spiritual leadership and by spiritual authority and spiritual faith, take control of the mind and the body, and then you'll not fulfill the lust that will cause you to do things that are not very smart. In fact, they might be outright stupid in an attempt to try to take care of the situation all by yourself. Well, that rolls over into sickness. That rolls over into leadership for ministry, anointings, gifts, everything. But here's another one, is when it comes to relationships, they particularly can apply so much pressure on your body and on your mind that you go tilt. You just don't know how to handle it. When there is a spouse who is opposing you, maybe other family members, siblings, what about parents or children or others? What about friends, coworkers? And you're in a situation where you know that you need God's voice and you need to handle it in the spiritual realm in order to be successful. But they don't believe that, or they're opposed to that. And they put pressure on you And man, you just, it's like you just don't know what to do. And so you have to learn how to operate in the Spirit. And when you do, then you will not yield to the lust of the flesh. Now, here's point number two. The flesh and soul won't let us have what they oppose. Isn't that interesting? I don't care how spiritual you are. If you're operating from the outside in rather than the inside out, the flesh and the soul will not let you have what they are opposed to. Neither can they be delivered from what they are in bondage to themselves by themselves. That's the job of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. You cannot control the flesh by the flesh. There are certain aspects that you can just by willpower. You can set up regiments and things where you can box in, you can kind of try to manage the mind and the body, but you'll never overcome them and what they are conditioned to and what they are controlled by without walking in the Spirit. Praise God. So you have to give yourself to that. Number three, intimacy with God's Word and His Spirit causes our human spirits to rise up in ascendancy. Did you hear what I said? The human spirit has to rise up in ascendancy. I've had so many of those kind of things in my life. And as a prophet of God, when it comes to dreams and visions and encounters that I have in the spiritual realm, you know, all of my teaching on being a warrior, the lion's army, walking in third heaven authority, all of those things, my first two books that you can get on Amazon, Third Heaven Authority and the Lion's Army, all of those things required walking in the Spirit and overcoming the pressures of the world against me. But I've also had many things. I've had times where, a quick story, you know, my mother was an absolute saint. She was a pastor's wife. My dad was a prophet and a pastor, and she was Spirit-filled. Oh, man, so powerfully, just moved by God. But because of the relationship, there was a time when I first went into the ministry that she applied a lot of pressure against me. She tried to tell me how to do it. And I appreciated the wisdom, but listen to me. It came down to the point to where I either had to do it God's way, my gifting, my leaning, or I was going to mess up. And there came a time, the hardest thing that probably, one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life is to sit down with Mama and say, Mom, I love you, but I can't do it your way. I appreciate the counsel and the suggestions, but I'm not going to do that. You've got to let me do it my way. Boy, that was hard. And you know, it was hard on her too. She didn't speak to me for a couple of months. But then she realized what I was saying. Lord got a hold of her. We had a beautiful relationship from then on. I've had times where in ministry meetings and board meetings and dealing with other people, that those kind of relationship pressure just come against me. I wanted to offer counsel and did offer counsel, and people wouldn't receive it. But I had to go into the Spirit. I had to walk in the Spirit, be led by the Spirit. Those kind of things are very important to us. So here I want to just repeat these again real quickly. We've got to walk in the Spirit so we do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And when I say lust of the flesh, of course, we want to avoid sin. But I'm talking about those non-sin items. Now, sometimes they get into disobedience and we can say, well, you know, that's sin. Of course, I understand that. But those are areas to where we just don't know how to handle them. And so we need to learn how to deal with things the flesh can't handle. And it's by walking in the Spirit. So point number one is God didn't design our flesh and soul to handle spiritual matters by themselves. He designed our spirit to be in charge. Number two, the flesh and soul won't let us have what they oppose. Neither can they be delivered from what they are in bondage to by themselves. That's the job of the Holy Spirit to get us delivered and lead us. Number three, intimacy with God's Word and His Spirit causes our human spirit to rise up in ascendancy so that we can begin to learn how to walk in the Spirit. Praise God. So I wanted to encourage you with that. And during this series, my emphasis is going to be on revealing spiritual dynamics from the Word of God. It is the Word and the Spirit that allows us to be led by and walk in the Holy Spirit in our lives. I pray that today's message enlightened your heart and strengthened your faith. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. And for more teachings and resources, or to become a ministry partner, visit MikeThompsonMinistries.com. God bless.